welcome to Bear Attack Podcast. I am Eddie 2G's with Mike, the normal host consisting of
the two Sams. I am Panda Bear.
I am the other Sam. I'm Polar Bear.
I'm Blitz Bear. I'm Nate, or Blitz Bear.
Blitz Bear, king of the podcast.
I don't think we've ever had a guest intro the podcast before.
Well, he's basically the honorary fourth member of the show at this point. He's suffered the wings of death like three times for us.
He's got more bear tattoos. He's paid the dues than the rest of us put together. Too.
That's true. But have you been attacked by more bears than any of us?
Depends on which definition.
He also has a shirt that he has a bear attack shirt that no one else in the world has.
Ooh, one of one.
One of one.
Yes, that's.
I saw it.
You finally sent it to him.
No,
huh?
I still owe him one. I haven't forgotten. I just...
One day he will have a shirt that's one of one.
Well, I haven't forgotten that I owe Eddie a shirt. I just keep forgetting to go make it. Every once in a while, I'll be like, damn it. I still need to do that.
I actually got a compliment on that shirt last time I wore it. I was on my geology field class, and one of my peers was like, oh, that's a cool shirt. I was like, thanks, it's for my buddies out and doing their podcast.
Dang, that's super cool.
Nice.
So whoever did the graphic design on that was A+. The one with the pocket.
Thanks, man.
With the little bear Arizona thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
Nate done good.
That was my design, but the pocket thing is 100% Polar Bear Montana.
Oh, dude, I love t-shirts, but only if they have pockets.
Samuel loves his
pocket secretly
shirts.
Are you secretly my dad? Like, he can't wear t-shirts without pockets either.
No, just, I think it's a smoker thing.
Says the guy that doesn't even smoke. It's hilarious.
My work shirts have pockets. So if I'm not wearing a t-shirt, like, this t-shirt doesn't have a pocket. So if I didn't have this shirt on, I would try to put things there and just drop them. I'm all about the utility. And plus, our Bear Attack shirts are so soft.
Speaking of the Bear Attack shirts, we still have a bunch. So DM me if you want one.
Yeah.
I don't think we're out of any sizes either.
Slide into our DMs, yo.
Mm-hmm. But when I say DM me, DM the podcast, I think Bear Attack Podcast on Instagram, Bear Attack Show on Facebook, BearAttackPodcast@gmail.com.
So we were tasked with a album review by the guest today, Mr. 2Gs himself. And it's not something we would probably normally do on our own fruition, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Interludum by Powerwolf. It is a album that they came out with, which is kind of like some older, like a few old songs with a lot of new songs added in. And then the deluxe version has one of their normal things that they do a lot of the times. They have a lot of bands do covers of different songs of theirs, which I always think are fun to see, like, get.
Yeah, that is a cool idea.
Oh, it's interesting. On my desktop, it actually has the album broken up into three separate discs. Like, the Powerwolf section, the cover section, and then the crazy orchestral.
Same.
It doesn't do that on my
book. No, on mine.
Interesting. The things we're learning today.
Their band picture's cooler on desktop, too. For people who aren't familiar with how we do things on the podcast, we do... like the good things about the album, the bad things about the album, and then the ugly. It's not necessarily good or bad, it's just interesting, I guess. Like weird, like something that made us kind of scratch our heads a bit. Sometimes sometimes like there's been episodes where our ugly, like we really like it.
My only bad is that this album feels so long. Because apparently it's three discs.
It is,
and I
three
listened
discs
to the whole thing. So I guess my bad is actually that Spotify is not very well organized, and I felt this took forever to get through.
It would be nice if on mobile it told you what you were listening to.
Well, on the the messed up part of that is we're not even going to talk about the orchestral, I didn't think. So that was just for your listening pleasure.
I listened to some of them, but there's really nothing more to say about them than their orchestral.
I enjoyed all the way through, but there was a few times where I found myself like, oh crap, I got to go back. I just did not listen to that song. The whole album has the exact same tone. There's not like an ebb and flow to it. It's just like power metal all the time.
Yeah, and there were like the cover songs helped a little bit because it was a change of
yes.
But those bands obviously do things a little differently.
Yeah.
So I'm going to touch on that a lot later. But
yeah, me too.
Gross.
We're gonna touch.
These songs
it all
are old
over.
Enough to consent, Oceans.
When they ask Interludum, where did they touch you on the dolly? We're going to be like all over the covers.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry. That's like
show me on this white comedian where the man. That's one of my favorite John Mulaney jokes.
Dude, I had a good one today. One of my coworkers, he was using my knife, and he kept, like, leaving it around. And I was like, hey, you done with the knife? He was like, no, stop asking me. And so I just, like, went up to him, and I, like, go, you can enjoy this as much or as little as you want. And I, like, slipped it in his pocket, and he was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea what you were about to do to me. But he thought it was funny.
Oh my gosh.
And then my knife didn't get lost. I have it on me right now. So
to this day, he retains the knife.
Yes.
Huzzah.
Dude, I'll talk about that in the what I'm loving. But yeah, I felt like I think power metal as a genre, not necessarily like Powerwolf, but just the whole thing is like very samey. And this is coming from someone who thinks metalcore is like the most amazing form of music ever. So I get that, like, a lot of across genres, like, a lot of it's all the same to a degree, but power metal to me is just like, man, if someone were to throw like a synthy part in here or a breakdown or like a piano interlude or something like that, but it's just,
yes.
It just seems like
oh
it's a guy
gosh.
Just hitting the double bass the whole way through and someone going la 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 la. So that's my
like,
bad.
I want to storm the castle. I'm in for
I
the
do
want to
storm the castle.
But Jiminy Christmas.
I only want to storm the castle like two or three times.
Yeah, I need like a slow jam or something somewhere in this album just for like a rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. It is very much one tone.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on what Nate said. I think power metal inherently has that problem. Like they all have cool different, like, Power Wolf is based off of, like, them being, like, demon werewolves. And then, like, Windrose is a bunch of dwarves. And then you get, like Camelot, where they're obviously knights and shit. But they all sound
Camelot just came
same.
On.
If Camelot doesn't use coconuts in their song somewhere, they're doing it wrong.
To my knowledge, they don't. So,
oof,
they are doing it wrong. Yep.
This is fast tenure seatbelts all over again.
I guess for me, ugly is I can't tell if this is a Christian album or a demonic album.
they do walk that line
you
very hard.
Seconded.
Like if you look at their last like big album, they have a lot of both themes. Like the head song on that album was "Demons Are a Girl's Best Friend." And the music video mm-hmm. that is very, like, corrupting the nun kind of thing.
Yeah. That's Europeans love to use religious symbology in their metal like that, but, like, really kind of... If it's not, like, blatantly satanic, it just leaves you more confused.
Oh, man. I think my ugly is that I like the covers in Disc 2 more than the original songs.
Ooh. Agreed, actually.
I also agree.
Sorry, Powerwolf. It's not that you did a bad job. It's just that you really shot yourself in the foot.
Cover you.
Yeah, you shot yourself in the foot picking better bands.
I think the songs on the album that were singles are pretty decent, but like the rest of the album just kind of falls flat because it doesn't change the tone in any capacity.
Which songs were the singles?
Let me guess. Let me see if I can guess. Sainted by the Storm.
I'm guessing.
No Prayer at Midnight.
Yep.
My Will Be Done.
Sure.
Midnight Madonna. And the one that's in French that I can't say.
It's called Beast of Gavardon, is what it is in English. And like for some reason in this album, in some reason they decided to do it in French instead of English, because the single is in English, which is a pretty decent.
I'll have to check that out because that's weird. That's one of my, if it's not in my top three, it's definitely in my top four on the album. I actually really like that song. I really like Wolves of War. That one makes me want to like go on a crusade.
Yes. It's a strong start to the album, that Wolves of War.
It makes me feel like the Doom Slayer. That's maybe my ugly is. It's not good or bad, but it was like all I could think about listening to this album was like playing Doom. I was like, I want to go kill all the demons.
I'm not trapped in a room with you. You're trapped in a room with me.
But I guess any kind of like religious metal makes me want to go play Doom. I just want to play Doom, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's a very much a cathartic game.
If you listen to the podcast, you know that Montano and I are pretty devout Christian boys. And so it's like weird listening to a song that's like, I'm like, this feels like it's representing my Lord and Savior. And then there's other songs called My Will Be Done that like, I swear are just straight blasphemy of the highest order. And I don't know which was which. So I'm guessing... Well, just take it as you will, I suppose.
Neither do they.
Were you offended by it?
Only if it's actual blasphemy. And then in which case, like if they're not believers, I'm less offended. Because it's like, well,
I'm sure they're not.
Well, Hellions just gonna do as Hellions do, but
that's true.
I guess I should probably watch some Powerwolf interviews or stuff. But, you know, that would have ruined our whole thing of not preparing for episodes so that we can just give people
Agreed.
Blind reactions. Yes. That pipe looks good on you.
I figured we were talking about sophisticated things, so I should look sophisticated.
Yeah. So that's my ugly. Oh my God. It's not necessarily a good or a bad. I'm just like, I don't know how to feel about this. But then also, yeah, it's like...
It's very confusing.
The Crusader thing, too, is like, I want to go, like... conquer nations for the Lord, but then it's also like, but who are we gonna kill for that? Well, that doesn't sound very... The Crusades were a bad thing, right? So
yeah, I think universally agreed, Crusades a miss, swing and a miss.
And werewolves are definitely not of Jesus, so it's all confusing. But that album art,
so
there's another ugly. That album art is ugly in all the right ways. It is sick.
I love it.
In both senses of the word. It's like, it's this werewolf carrying a crucifix with like all these, like some demons are just straight up pussies running away. Others are like, one's got like a spear in his chest and some are like making an effort. It's really just that one demon kind of like, help me out here, guys.
The one pansying out.
And it's like, it's dramatic aft, tons of diagonal lines, and like there's like chains coming off the cross, like swinging in the breeze. It, like, if you need to stop what you're doing, and unless you're driving, I guess keep driving or pull over, but look at this album art.
If you're driving, you need to pull over at the nearest McDonald's, buy me a McFlurry, and look at this album art.
Because Polar Bear made you do it.
It's awesome.
That's going to be my my slogan when I run for office.
Buy me a McFlurry?
Pull over, buy me a McFlurry.
No, because Polar Bear made me do it.
Oh.
But legally. Also, McFlurry's accepted. My super pack is just going to be McFlurry's.
Anyone else got uglies?
Well, I have looked in the mirror recently, so right here.
That's not true. You take it back.
My ugly is I have the same problem with this band that I have with Ghost.
Interesting.
I like their sound better than Ghost. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it fits them. Like, Ghost is trying to be hard, and they're definitely not hard.
Right.
But this band has so much extra stuff. I'm like, and like, I don't know. 2G's enlighten me. Like, what's their whole shtick? Because I'm like confused.
They're Catholic werewolves. That's their shtick.
They're Catholic werewolves.
That's the shtick.
And who hasn't been? You know.
Weren't we all Catholic werewolves?
Like, I think their very first album is like the story of some guy becoming a werewolf. Like, that's what the premise of the entire album is.
One nice thing about European metal is they always have a fun story.
Yeah. They all have a shtick. I feel like it kind of limits them to a degree, but I mean, at the same time, it like it makes them very marketable. Mm-hmm.
All their albums have the same kind of like general themes of, you know, killing others in the name of your god and like vaguely werewolf things.
These bands probably hit differently in Europe. Like, I feel like it's a whole thing there. Like, it just hits differently than it does like stateside. Like, I just feel like it's totally different over there.
It is funny comparing like European and American metal, where Europeans are kind of like very flowery and like overly philosophical about everything, and Americans are just like, "What's up, motherfuckers?"
Yeah,
you just go balls out.
Well, we got a lot of rage to get out before we can get philosophical.
We're still mad at the British.
Give it another world war, and we'll probably
forever
switch.
Forever and always. Forever and always mad at the Brits.
That's right. We're slowly working our way into the royal family, though, so that soon there will be an American lineage ruling Britain. A long game.
Goddamn. The irony.
We're mad at the Brits, but the SAS is the goat.
Yeah, the SAS is dope.
All right, so I guess we will move on to good then.
Good. So I will say for my good, this when power metal to me sounds like totally castrated metal for the most part. It's a bunch of sprightly dudes going la 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 over like a blast beat and just nonstop double bass. This to me sounds powerful though. This is true power metal, where it's like there's some testosterone behind it to a degree. I feel like their frontman has a very strong voice and the guitars are good and metally. And on the French song, there's a little bit of a breakdown in it, which I appreciate. So, and then the covers, Anna's OK's like cover, really, they really make it their own. There's a super heavy breakdown in it. Electric Callboy, it's maybe one of the best songs they've done. Is that cover? I love it. That's my good. It's like it's not my cup of tea, but it's a good cup of tea.
It's that you decided to get a little bit adventurous with your palate today, and then you just hit this.
Yeah, and I mean, I never like dreaded like listening to it either. Like sometimes when we review this kind of stuff, if it's not my cup of tea, I'm just like, I don't really want to listen to this album again, but I listened to the
Trivium.
Whole thing a couple times.
Trivium.
Yeah, Trivium was rough. And that's in my favorite genre. So
Trivium still haunts my nightmares sometimes.
Yeah, no, I mowed my lawn the first listen through and yeah, whenever you listen to an album doing weird things, it's like or like specific things, you remember it, so I remember where I was the like first time like a lot of things hit me on this album, which is a good sign.
Yeah, like if it came on, I would not be upset.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty good. After all our bad and ugly, I gotta say it's a pretty good album.
Yeah, and like I can't say that for a lot of power metal because like half the time I'm like, is it Powerwolf? Is it Stradivarius? Is it like?
It makes me want to go to war.
Yes, that's my good. Is this like this power metal? This album is good, just like if you need to get something done, this is a thing to listen to.
Mm.
It will solve your lack of motivation problems because you can't just listen to it and sit still.
Yeah, very true. I've been listening
to it a lot over the last week to prepare for this, and the main place I listen to music is when I'm working out. And holding deadlifts to like some of these is very, very on, like, it's perfect.
Oh, good to know. Because I haven't found a music I like doing deadlifts to.
Try Death Clock.
I prefer smooth jazz, you know, myself.
Actually, my favorite music to listen to while working out is like super repetitive, trancey house music, just because I find that when I listen to metal while I'm working out, it changes too much, so I can't get into a consistent rhythm.
Oh, you just need to listen to Lamb of God and Hatebreed. You'll be fine.
That's pretty strong. That's true. Pretty strong suggestion, actually.
Something that just stays at 9 except for the times it hits 10.
Yeah. The low points are 9.
Or yeah, slows down a little bit so their singers can take a breath. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my good is the bands that got to do covers. I hadn't listened to a lot of them before. Like that song that's in German, I was like, damn, that hits. I'm like, German's
like, a good power metal language. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could say the just like frilliest, girliest stuff, and you'd be like, yeah. Yeah, let's go steal a pirate ship.
Yeah. Yeah, like if Electric Callboy decided to do their next album all in German, I would not be mad about it.
I didn't even notice that Werewolves of Art is that Armenia is like that's Windrose. I didn't even notice it wasn't Powerwolf.
Yeah, they're so similar.
Yeah, it's dwarves instead of werewolves, so.
Right.
Yeah, they have the same, like.
Oh, excuse me. Reverent of Rats is a ghost song, 100%.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's not a dig. That's just
truth. Fact.
Yeah.
Not a dig, just absolute straight facts.
Eddie, do you like Ghost?
I like some of their stuff. My one buddy's really into them. Like, he has all their vinyl stuff.
Yikes.
And so I listen to it a lot around him. And he likes it because it's very, like, 80s metal kind of
sound it to it.
And he digs that a lot.
Is it James?
Yeah, it's James.
Of course it is. He's the one that wears the kilt all the time, guys.
So, okay.
Takes a couple points off him.
Hagen. It's gonna burn in hell. No, I'm just kidding.
Everything I would say just be parroting what all you three said. Like, it's very much a go murder demons kind of music kind of feeling.
Go murder demons.
And you know what? If you can't find any demons, you'll probably knock out your chores list instead. So, top three, boys. What are we thinking for this album?
Ooh, I'll go first.
Because we got to do the top three.
My top three.
I love hearing people's top threes.
Three, two, and then one, right?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. And are we including the covers? I'm not going to in mine.
Oh, I wasn't going to. I was doing just purely the...
Okay, well then my top one, if I'm not going to include it because I just want to do the ones from the album proper, but if I was, Dancing with the Dead by Anne is okay is like my favorite.
I'm going to ignore disc 2 and 3 like they don't even exist. My number 3, Wolfborn.
Ooh. I don't remember that one, to be honest. Hang on, I'm going to
do it. I'm not even sure I can hunt you in a few bars. My number 2 is Living on a Nightmare.
Okay.
And my number 1, Wolves of War.
Oh, Wolfborn is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very power metal.
It's strong.
It's the most power metal song on the album, I feel like.
That might be true. But also, it's a strong song.
I'll go. I think number three for me is probably Midnight Banana.
Hey.
I think number two is probably Sainted by the Storm, but number one is definitely Wolves of War.
Yeah! They started with their best song.
Dude, have we ever had the same number one before?
You and I have never.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are making podcast history here.
High five.
Wolves of War is... I think this is the first time I've listened to an album where the first song was like the highlight of the album for me, and then the rest of the...
Which isn't... That's not usually what you want, but yeah. it did such a good job of getting my foot in the door that I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I figure like we needed the help getting into the album, so it's probably best they started with their best
foot forward. Okay with it. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst things have happened to me in my life.
Oh, I won't even bring it up.
You're not even going to name her.
I know the attackers are sick of hearing about it.
Okay, so my top three. God.
Oceans of the Lord should be your number one.
My number three is My Will Be Done.
That's a good song.
Pretty good.
God.
Blasphemous, but good.
Morally corrupt, but a good, musically good.
Yeah. Yeah.
No Prayer at Midnight is number two.
That's a good one, too.
And, oh my god. I think I'm going to just give us a trifecta and hope that Cthulhu doesn't come after us. Wolves of War is number one.
Yeah!
Wow!
We have a majority!
Well, Eddie, are we
two
right
G's,
or dead
two
wrong?
Two G's.
I think my number three would probably be Living on a Nightmare.
Oh, I was so afraid he was going to say Wolves of War.
My number two would probably either have to be Midnight Madonna or Sainted by the Storm. It'd be like a tie between those.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I think Wolves of War is number one.
Yeah! No! Wolves of War! Wolves of War! Wolves of War!
Side note, if we were including covers, that would be number two for me.
Good thing we didn't include covers because we made podcast history.
Yeah, but no, Night of the Werewolves, the Unleash the Archers cover is probably, that's the one that's been getting stuck in my head the most.
Yeah, what's everyone's favorite cover? Mine's Dancing with the Dead. His is Night of the Werewolves.
Favorite cover, you say?
Mine would be Reverent of Rats.
Okay.
He would pick that one.
It's good. I like it. It just reminds me of Ghost, so I don't listen to it because I don't want to be angry all the time. I'm just kidding. No, it's good.
I think Fire and Forgive is great.
Nice. By Electric Callboy. Who used to be, and I will never let anyone forget it, Eskimo Callboy, and I still prefer that name.
I didn't know that, actually.
But it apparently it's insensitive to all three Eskimos who have ever heard of them.
I think that comment was more insensitive than the actual name it's itself.
It's so much worse. But it's funny. And if you don't think so, you're not someone I want to be friends with.
And if you don't think so, well, screw you. You didn't listen to the podcast.
Everyone gets bear claws.
You know what? Correct. I'll start this off. I'm going to say this album was a 7. I was vibing with it.
That's ridiculous. I think you're dead wrong because I give this album a 7. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's objectively good. Like, not my cup of tea, so I can't give it an 8, but a solid 7.
Yeah, absolutely. Oceans?
Trifecta again. I'm also giving it a 7. I feel like this is the best power metal album I've ever been able to make myself listen to.
This is the best power album, power metal album ever. It's a 7.
Yeah, right. As Eddie, as our guest, you get the final say. What do you think?
I think a 6 would be too low because I do like it, but an 8 would be like overhyping it, so I'd have to go with a 7.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh!
Man, we
never in the history of Bear Attack.
This is the
our
most...
periods are synced, boys. Our periods are synced.
This is the most agreed upon thing we have ever reviewed on this show.
That is ridiculous.
Usually, at least one of us hates it like crazy.
Well, yeah, everyone, you heard it here first. Powerwolf's new album is a 7 out of 10. The best song is Wolves of War. The rest of the album's a good listen. Give it a spin.
Man, I think I'm going to sleep pretty good tonight knowing that we all agree about this album. That I'll never listen to ever again.
Oh. Yeah, and if you're into weird lycanthropy stuff, give the album art a good yank.
I gotta go pee so bad, but I'm excited to debrief on this one, so I'll be right back.
Poojies, anything exciting happening?
Anything boring happening?
All the time.
My life.
I mean, right now it's just working, and I gotta write a paper for that class I took, but other than that, I'm trying to do as much summer stuff as I can on my off time, just going hiking and stuff, working on my tan.
In Michigan, right?
Would you? Mm-hmm.
Did you just say working on your tan? You are the worst person to be working on a tan I have ever met.
That's why he has to work on it. He can't just have a tan.
He can't. Tan is not in his body's physiological vocabulary. It's white and red.
Oh,
it has to be a
sure. He can
it has
be,
to be a gradual process. I get I get mildly dark by the end of summer, and then it's winter and overcast for 7 months.
Okay, I'll put it this way: he gets to be a darker shade of pale.
Counts.
Yes, a noticeable difference between my arms and the rest of me.
He's got a minute tan line.
Yeah, it's never, any days I wear, a sleeveless shirt, it's always overcast, so I've tried to stop doing the farmer's tan thing, but honestly, though, having a good tan is for people who don't.
Rich people and influencers.
Yeah, and half of them don't do it right either.
When I was lifeguarding,
pretty solid tan back
then. I was able to kind of work on it, but
let's be fair. The only person that genetically should even have a shot at tanning on this show is Montano because he's like a half a Mexican.
Hey,
it's hard to tell if it's tan or dirt when he does.
Is he making a bad joke? I think he's making a bad joke.
No, I think he's making a joke about my lifestyle.
Dirty boy.
Because you're dirt. Here, dirty, dirty boy. Is that what he's getting at?
Montano is a working man.
Yeah. I'm a mechanic and I roll around on the floor a lot, so.
That's why he's married.
Yeah. Because he's dirty boy? Yeah, we know.
Well, it's hard to resist all that masculinity.
Oh, God damn it. What is that?
Pulling on them wrenches and.
Tugging on them hoses. Shooing
the horses. Putting up the fence.
farriers.
I was never a farrier. I did see farriers at work at one point, though. So I guess that counts.
Oh, my God. All right. So I know 2Gs, it's like way late there. So we're going to do What Are We Loving? And if we, I feel like that we always, one of us always has a good work story on the show. And I don't feel like we've done that yet. So if anybody has a good work story that they want to interject while they're doing What Are We Loving? We could do that.
Oh, well, I put my knife in my friend's pocket and said, enjoy this as much or as little as you'd like. And then we almost fell out of a window at Gore because we were laughing about the possibility of them trafficking children.
And that's how rumors get started. We're going to get sued for defamation of character now.
I've actually, my part-time job that I'm working right now, I'm helping a guy from church who works at Gore build his house. So he doesn't strike me as a trafficker.
Well, they don't all have to be bad eggs.
That's true.
I feel like, yeah, I don't know, man. That story about Montana with the fat dude getting the stuff off that truck that one time was
good.
Oh,
yeah, the shell guy. That one sort of wins for
me. Oh, God. Montana being covered in human fecal matter for an entire day. That was a good one.
Thank you.
And Montana usually takes the cake.
Nope. I've had very boring days so far, so let's keep it that way.
God, I'm hoping so, too. We haven't had anything to top the transient master in a while, so let's
keep it. I hope we never do.
I'm not sure what would top it.
But if we do, you will for sure hear about it on here because we will have to spill the beans.
Spill them.
Eddie, of course, had the guy with feather earrings in his nipples.
Oh, God, feather nipples, yeah.
Classic.
That was so good. Oh, and Tucci's, you just have a way of, like, subtly being like, oh, yes, and this happened.
The normal story and then interjection.
Yeah, but you do it so subtle, like... I'm bombastically over the top. Montano tells a good narrative, but you just like put it out there and like it is unexpected. Like we tell a story and you know something's gonna happen. You're just like, I was at Walmart and then this happened.
It's all in the delivery.
He would make a great color commentator, like at a comedy show. It just, yeah, you think that's good? This happened too.
Yeah.
But on that note, we'll get 2G's to bed here because I know he's got a life outside of our nonsense. So what are we loving, boys?
I am loving... Gosh, what am I loving?
Yanking on hose.
I am loving that I'm going to see King and Country.
Oh, wow.
Sunday.
I've actually seen them.
Yeah? Pretty good?
As a drummer, you'll probably have a good time.
Okay, I'm stoked.
They really like their drums.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
You know how... You ever see a band and you're like, they don't need that many guitarists?
Yes.
They're that way with drums.
Oh, cool. Which doesn't exist because you can't have too many drums.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, ask Slipknot. They have like
You're going to go and there's going to be like one guy, one drummer and a guy with like a I'm blanking. What's the
bongos?
The drum machine?
The bongos. Let me say the joke again. You're gonna go and there's gonna be one their main drummer and a guy with a bongo. And you're gonna be like, well, this isn't as promised. No, when I saw them, they had like, it was like Trans-Siberian Orchestra with drums.
Oh, I'm so excited then. I was excited before, but now I'm just like, yeah. Well, that's another rant.
I'm loving. I bought a bunch of like. My work kit is like all Milwaukee now. I have my Sharpie here is a Milwaukee Inksol, which I think is so fun because they name their tools like whatever it does all, like the Sawzall.
Yeah.
The if you've ever seen those, the famous Sawzall, people, you know, they just call it a Sawzall because the Milwaukee did it first, but yeah, everyone has a Sawzall.
The reciprocating saw.
The reciprocating saw. So they have the Sawzall, and then their Sharpies are called an ink saw, and then they have like a hacksaw that's called a hacksaw.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so fun. But my tape measure, my knife, my pen, pretty soon my pants.
Pray tell, what is
eye protection? My drills.
Oh, dude, I'm full.
My backpack's a Husky.
I'm Phil Milwaukee are too, and I love it.
Husky's are great too, though. Like, it's Milwaukee on a budget.
Are your pants called coveralls? Because that'd be hilarious.
No, but they do make coveralls, and ironically, the one thing Milwaukee, to my knowledge, doesn't make. But yeah, my dad has several pairs of coveralls, and they're awesome. But his are Carhartt.
That's so missed opportunity.
I know they are called coveralls. I don't think it's spelled with a Z though. So Milwaukee, let's get a line of coveralls going. I don't think it's trademarked.
I'm getting paid today, tomorrow, something like that, and I'm buying concert tickets. I am going to see Three Doors Down. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. So, 2G's, I know you're dealing with shit and stuff and things as always, but light in the dark, what are you loving, bud?
I've been loving the weather. When the weather is nice here, it's very nice. You were here about this time last year, right?
Yep.
And, you know, so it's nice in the 70s, light breeze. And just a good time to be outside doing things.
Awesome. Yeah.
Nice.
Was your winter up there crazy? Like Flagstaff, where I live, got the second most snow it's ever gotten.
We got about the same amount of snow we normally do, but it came in very, like, big storms. Like, we'd have, like, most of the month would be clear and fine, but then we just get shit on with snow for, like, 2 or 3 days straight.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is always here. Except for this year, it was just like, okay, it's going to snow all week and not stop.
Mm-hmm. But normally, like, here, it's, like, just, like, it snows, like, you know, a small amount consistently kind of thing.
Right.
But this year was just kind of... just big storms.
Yeah, I know what that's like. I might live in Arizona, but of cities over 100,000 people, we get the third most in the country.
People are blown away when I tell them that, you know, there's skiing up in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Because Arizona is the best state in the union.
Except for New Jersey.
What the fuck? Said nobody ever. They can have that Jersey Shore shit and their fucking fake spray tans that make people look like Oompa Loompas.
Been to New Jersey. It's as bad as they say.
I'll bring it up. I have layovers in New Jersey for my trip coming up, so we hope you enjoyed our dive into power metal, which is rare for us because, like we said, it all sounds the same to us. If you think differently, feel free to fight us in the comments.
Please do.
Yeah, we'll...
you and your elven supremacy.
Nate will... Nate, when he puts this episode up, will come up with some kind of clever poll. I don't know what we would do for a poll for this episode, but...
I think I'll probably just come up with a whole bunch of, like... opinions on power metal you can choose from.
All right, that works for me. But on that note, Mr. 2G's, we thank you. Polar Bear, would you do us the pleasure, honor, whatever, of your exuberant natures?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you later. Make sure to slide into our DMs and hit us up on email and answer our polls. And if you can leave a comment, leave a comment, leave us a 5-star review, and you can say whatever you want. As long as you read a 5-star review, it can even be negative. But we'll see you later. Talk to you later. Bye!